If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. I love that song. I still love it. Heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it a million more. Mm, Benson Boone. Beautiful things. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, how'd you like to go to Outside Lands? Let's do this right now and all day on the fives through 5:05 p.m. We have Pick Your Day to Outside Lands tickets. One day, Pick Your Day tickets. Right now, take the code word JOY, J-O-Y, JOY to the world and text it to our contest line, 20357. That'll get you entered for your chance to win a one-day Pick Your Day tickets to Outside Lands. Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. But don't go just by the headliners. You got to go and look at the whole lineup because there's all kinds of different acts on all kinds of different stages.
Whole day of good times.
Yeah, it's incredible. And there's so much to do there. Text JOY to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for Outside Lands tickets August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Sour's code word is JOY. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Miley. I've had so many feelings about Miley over the years. I really love her right now.
Like, she's a super talented young lady.
Yeah.
And her, had a crazy set of parents.
Yes.
So she's very lucky to have survived childhood stardom and those two.
I know. She's got her Something Beautiful. It's called Miley Cyrus Something Beautiful. It is out today. And this is on Disney Plus and Hulu.
Okay.
So this is where we found out that Billy... What the hell is that guy's name? I was going to call him
Ray
Billy
Cyrus.
Bob Thornton. Yeah, not Bob Thornton. Ray Cyrus. He and Elizabeth Hurley were at the premiere in London. What is it? What's going on?
Billy Ray, whatever, and Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, I see.
That coupling.
Did you find that upsetting?
Well, it makes no sense.
Mm. I know, because she's so perfect and put together, and he is not.
She's like a ray of sunlight.
Yeah.
And he's like a thing on the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah, that you scrape I mean? Off. Yeah, you're like, oh, you get that curb, scrape that off of there.
That video of him up there, and I feel for a performer that's stuck on stage in a situation where things aren't working out, but that video of him, it's his own song. Just get a bucket and barf, bro. I mean, you're halfway there.
You would think that someone would have been standing backstage, side stage with him and gone, yeah, no.
Right.
This way to the stage. Push him into a dressing room. Go ahead. All right, you're on. Go. Actually, that was too good. I gotta. Anyway, Miley Cyrus, Something Beautiful, which I assume does not contain any footage of Billy Ray Cyrus. That is out today on Disney Plus and Hulu. And I went ahead and put a trailer for that up. So if you want to look at that, have at it. It's at the Facebook page. She was on a podcast the other day. I'm wrong. It was Good Morning America, but she had something. So she's out there promoting this Something Beautiful.
Okay.
She's talking about, and that's the name of her album too, by the way.
Something Beautiful.
Something Beautiful. And okay. She was asked like, okay, so when's the tour? And we've actually heard, I think we heard pretty recently. She's like, I don't have the voice for that. Like that she has some vocal issues and she's like, no, I can do a show, but I can't do a show every freaking night. But she's a little bit, That may very well be true and be a factor in this whole calculation. But she basically says she doesn't want to risk her sobriety and mental health. And we were talking about this, I think, yesterday. There's downtime on tours. Downtime where you can't just, like, go to the mall because you're Miley Cyrus.
The music business has been a machine for a long time.
And it's, chew you up, spit it's you out.
It's broken by technology in the last 30 years or whatever. But in general, they would get a musician and push them out onto the road and keep them on the road, bring them home, push them into a studio. And I'm not saying that's a bad life in general. Like, if you can manage that, great. Right. But there are musicians like, Scott Weiland, who should have just quit music and gotten like 10 years of sobriety
right.
before he ever looked at another tour. And the people around him should have had, like, I realize you can't be responsible for a grown man, but someone should have said, there's no chance he's going to make it to day three of this thing.
Right.
We know that. We've seen that. Kurt Cobain is another guy who was desperately trying to quit heroin and couldn't. And what I wish had been done is someone had just been able to, yeah, there are a lot of people counting on Nirvana to get out on, but no, just get your health together.
Right.
And we'll deal with, if you ever go out again, we'll do it when it's going to be safe for you.
Yeah.
I'm with her on this. This is, we look at kids sometimes and you hear people talking about the younger generations and all of this mental health concern. And even you hear a young person say, yeah, I've got to be careful. I don't want to. It's great. It's great that she's protecting her life future
yep.
from all of the destruction that's out there and available on the road. I like it.
Yeah. It's definitely...
She's setting a great example for young people coming up.
Well, that, and it feels like one of the big problems in music and in stardom of any kind is the yes man. Is that if the yes man says no, they're either A, fired, or B, the income stream goes away because these people need to work for these entire glom on associations that they have with all these people in all these places to continue to get paid. Like, you become this cog in the machine, like just a
right.
like a and a product, and it's if you don't perform, all these people don't get paid, and they don't want and even when you're not touring, some of them are in your inner circle, but they're all on the payroll, and if you say no to her or him or whoever, then it's over for you. No doesn't go a long way when someone is like, no, I need my heroin. I mean, yes, I need my heroin. Did you just say no to me? That's the door. Go. Other people on my payroll, get that person out of here. Get the paperwork filed. They're fired.
Yeah, so good for her. She's protecting herself. Now, I do admit she's someone who has the means to say no to a tour because she's, she had
established.
She had a whole TV career before we ever heard her put out a record, right? Yep.
Exactly. Guess her net worth.
I will say $50 million.
100.
That's a bonus point for Bob. She's worth $160 million. She has no need to ever tour again in her life or do really anything she doesn't want to do. So if she puts out a record, it's because she wanted to put out
right.
a record.
And if she goes on tour, it'll be because she feels like it's a smart thing. There are things about being on the road that you will hear some people say, I couldn't live without it. Mm-hmm. So that's the flip side is I've heard musicians say, nowhere on earth am I able to go plug in my guitar, turn the volume to the highest possible volume and be in a stadium and make all the noise I want. And I'm applauded and paid handsomely for it all.
It. Right.
It's amazing. There's nothing like that feeling of just being all. When the whole place.
Sounds
yeah. Right when the place lights up and there you are.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I get why some people love it, but I also get why some people say I shouldn't be out there.
It's so funny that you're saying this because this is like, just listen to these quotes because it's right up your alley. This is Miley Cyrus. It's really hard to maintain sobriety when you're on the road, which is a really important pillar of stability in my life. It's really hard to keep mental wellness. You have so many thousands of people screaming at you. So dopamine, you're feeling a lot of love, and then you totally crash at the end of the show. You start thinking that one person loving you is not enough. It needs to be 10,000. It needs to be 80,000. She also added that her lack of desire to tour has nothing to do with being afraid. She said, I like to do things I'm afraid of. I've jumped out of airplanes. I've performed for 150,000 people. I stood toe-to-toe with Beyonce. So she did a big interview with Good Morning America, and there's just some like little clips from it. I thought that was cute.
Your Miley impression really needs work.
Oh, yeah? What does she sound like?
Well,
that's true. She does have that on.
There you go.
She has like a rougher.
Yeah,
it's rougher.
Does that also have a bit of a twang in it, too?
I think you're going too nasal with it.
Maybe.
You have so many great impressions.
I'll have to listen to her talk. You know what I've heard her talk? I always think of that thing. She took was it sativa? Is that like the tea that will also give you a little...
Salvia.
Salvia. And she goes...
My God. That's good.
Miley. But I've seen her on plenty of talk shows, so I don't know. I just don't really have I don't have her down. Sorry. I'll work on it.
You got Billy Ray good enough for both of them, though.
Got him. He's easy. Today, Something Beautiful, the film, which if you like watching Miley Cyrus, she does a song called, I think it's called Call the Doctor or Doctor or something. She blew my door. I've watched that video 50 times. I'm like, I'm in love with her. She's great. Just dancing and looking like just a woman who knows exactly who she is and what she wants to be. And I just thought, go, go, go. Let's go. So there you go. That's it. Next up. The Fyre Festival. This is another opportunity.
It's not a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. All right.
Oh, it's not.
It's a thing that will go down into the annals of history as a thing that didn't happen. There was an eBay auction for the Fyre Festival name and IP address and all things Fyre Festival. You can have your own Fyre Festival. It ended yesterday. Billy McFarland got all the money. How much did the Fyre Festival, the idea of it and the URL that accompanies it, how much did that sell for on eBay? I think it was about a week. We talked about this last week, I believe. What did it go for?
$27.99.
$27.99?
Yes.
$475,000.
You do win, but not by that much because you're so low that you're almost at the same amount. It went for $245,300.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're that feels only, great.
I think you're $230,000 away, but you're $245,000.
I don't think anybody should get a point.
All right, fine. You know what?
We were both way wrong.
You were both way wrong. I think you were less wrong. I'm giving you a point. Don't fight me on points. I'm giving them out.
Thanks, Sarah.
I just don't believe that this is a thing to buy.
$245,000. He was touting it as a once in a lifetime opportunity. Listen to this, though. It gets funny. It was once in a lifetime opportunity to launch festivals, do merch collabs, do insane pop-ups, run live streams, or build a media brand. Billy owes about $20 million in restitution for the original Fyre Festival investors. This is that Billy McFarland guy. And he owes a ton in back taxes as well. Like that guy, $240,000 does not help him. He live streamed the auction to, I don't know, encourage people to bid more. I'm with you, Vin. I can't believe he got $245,000 for it. But when it hit $240,000 and there wasn't much time left, he's like, damn, this sucks. It's so low.
You know, when you see a clothing brand that was like huge at one time.
Yes.
And you see someone buy that as it's sort of on the decline, but they say to themselves, I can take that brand and there's something there. Yeah. It was obviously huge at one point. I can kind of see, even though those things were born and built by one person or a team of people. And if they're not there, that brand is not going to make it.
Right.
But I can see why someone might try. I don't get this at all. It was a total flop. It was a criminal event.
This guy was in jail for 4 years.
It was a crime is what it was. That's all this was a crime.
The one bonus here that's the opposite of, say, someone buying Mossimo.
Right.
Billy's out. So maybe someone could go, ironically, I'm doing the Fyre Festival. Here's how it's going to work. Oh, you say no. You know, he saw
it's a bad idea. It's probably cursed.
Well, it, I mean, right? He, so Billy McFarland, who was the Fyre Festival guy, he sells this thing. He looks to see, I don't know if you can see who's bidding as you go, but he looked and saw who was the winner of this whole thing, and he started laughing. He's like, it's funny. And then he didn't reveal. So I don't know who, I'm dying to know who paid $245,000. Has to be someone rich. Has to be someone with enough money to just go like, either I'm going to just kind of throw this guy a bone, or I actually do want to try and do something with this.
I really hope, of all the places you could put charity money, you put it on Billy McFarland.
Maybe they're friends from way back. He laughed. He said, it's funny who bought it.
I'm going to throw this guy a bone. No.
Maybe
throw a bone to the homeless children's of the world.
Who was his? Was it Tyrese? Who was the?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. Ja Rule. Ja Rule. Maybe Ja Rule bought it. And that's why he's laughing. So Billy McFarland, to close this whole thing out. Fyre Festival is just one chapter of my story, and I'm excited to move on to my next one, where you continue to pay off the $20+ million that you owe in restitution. Oh, I put up yesterday, there's some casting and some first look stuff at some of the people that are playing the roles in the new HBO Harry Potter series. Their plan is they're going to take each of the books and do a whole season on that book. Some of the casting, there's people who are super mad that Snape is black, which it's like, the guy must have gone through 100 rounds of auditions. Give him a chance. My God. So Harry Potter, Nick Frost is playing Hagrid. I have him in costume, and you can see it all on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Hagrid is one of my favorite characters from Harry Potter, and the guy who actually played him in the movies has passed, I believe. I don't know that guy's name. But Nick Frost is pulling it. He looks good. And actually, Nick Frost lost a bunch of weight recently. I thought, oh, that's bad timing. I mean, Hagrid's a big dude. But he does look good. He looks good as Hagrid.
Okay.
They've begun the filming. Harry Potter himself is, as you might expect, a little boy. I've got Dudley's casting. I have Madame Hooch, who isn't she she's the botany teacher.
That sounds right.
And then Ollivander, who is the wand guy. I've got, let's see.
Whole world is so...
It's so great.
Incredible.
Here's young Harry Potter holding... this is for episode 101, episode 1, scene 1, take 1. Your immediate thoughts.
I don't like him.
What? He's adorable.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He is cute. Yeah. I just, you know, I've seen the movies, so I'm... You know, you have a...
Don't be one of those.
An idea in your head already.
It is true. You do have an idea, for sure. And even just reading, you know, there are descriptions of the characters, and you have what they look like in your head. And then once you see the movies, that face gets hooked up with what your thoughts are about the characters that you read.
I feel like that's one of the few times where I didn't pick one person out of the movie and go, they miscast that person.
Yep.
That's like one of the few times where I watched the movie and went,
This is a perfect movie.
Every single one of these characters. Every single one is perfect.
I couldn't agree more. They really did a great job. So let's, you know, let's give it to them. Let them try again and do, you know, I would like this whole, wouldn't it be great if everyone could stay 10 years old and we could redo it with the original cast? But let's give it a chance, for God's sake. People are freaking out.
I am so curious to see how this does. I'm sure it's going to be great. It's HBO. They take really good care with things. And
yep.
They had a lot of, they have Emmy nominations this year. Like, they knock it out of the park. But there is such a strong discourse against J.K. Rowling.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And her
stance
views,
on,
yeah,
on women.
So
trans women.
It's, I wonder how strong that viewpoint will come through, whether or not people decide to watch this.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm sure she's making money off of it. So
right.
There will definitely be people who are like, I cannot support that woman.
And she's not slowing down.
No, if anything, she's turned into a freaking juggernaut. Like, it actually, it physically pains me sometimes when I'll read some stuff that she says. I'm like, oh my God.
And it's so crazy to create a universe full of different creatures and...
And love.
And equality and love. Right. And then, yeah, so interesting.
And then just to be so ugly about stuff. Anyway, HBO's Harry Potter, I put the casting up. Just a couple of the people, Vinny, I was telling you, there were some of the key things. Albus Dumbledore is going to be John Lithgow.
Mm-hmm.
Janet McTeer, who's on Ozark, she is Helen, I think her character's
the
name
lawyer.
Is the lawyer.
Yes, she's great.
She's Professor McGonagall.
Okay.
And those are big shoes to step into, too, because Maggie Smith was just so perfect in that role. There's a ton of casting. And it's all in these two stories that I put up. One of them is the whole Harry Potter cast, and then the other one is the Hagrid casting. Vinny, what do you got coming up in the news?
Even the, who's the guy that lurks around the castle with the cat?
Finch.
When you see him in the movies, you go, they nailed
Filch.
Whatever it is, they just got every character right.
They did.
So
they really
they've got their work cut out for them on this one.
For sure.
I've got a bunch of cool stories, including a rescued goat and a message in a bottle and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's Movie Club.
6 a.m. tomorrow.
Da 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 da.
Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time.
12 thumbs up.
Get your... Some people wrote in and said, you got to stop slagging on the movie leading up to the review.
It's not the worst promotion team of all time. You're really not helping getting
people involved.
No, we got to pick better movies.
Get yourself caught up on that one, Time After Time, and join us Thursday, tomorrow at 6 a.m. and be ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club. I'll finish up my homework today.
Good luck with that. Where are you at with it?
I am, I would say, halfway through. About halfway. So I got a real push happening this evening. Okay, so here's what's happening. Morning clouds, but sun later, and another nice enough day. You know, we've been having a pretty good summer. I'm enjoying it.
It's been so nice.
By the way, I meant to tell you this right when we started. I forgot what we got off on.
I don't know.
Oh, COVID. That was it. And then we went off on a rant, and then Bob finally said, would you guys? And then we started. Whoops. I saw a shooting star on my drive-in and was like, oh, the luck of it all.
What'd you wish for?
I can't tell you, but you know what I wished for.
I bet I do. You're bad.
Yep. Exactly. Then you know what I wished for. Mm.
To have no kids and get away for the whole week.
No. I would love to, have a little time with the wife once in a while. But in general, I enjoy them very much.
It actually feels disloyal to wish for anything else but stuff for your kids.
Right.
You know, specific things for their life.
Today.
Yes.
Is the 30th anniversary of Amazon launching as an online bookstore.
Is that so?
In 30 years, that guy has become from taking a loan from his parents. His parents invested $246,000.
Wow.
In his startup business.
I really have a good feeling about this.
Bezos says, after reading a report about the future of the internet that projected annual web commerce growth of 2,300%, Bezos made a list of 20 products that could be marketed online.
Mm.
He narrowed the list to what he felt were the five most promising products, which included CDs, like compact discs, music, computer hardware, computer software, videos, and books.
Ah.
He finally decided that his new business would sell books online. Because of the large worldwide demand for literature and the low unit price for books. So he figured out, what's my entry into the business world? And he went with books.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't go with CDs, because that was about to end as well.
Yep. Amazon was founded in a rented home in Bellevue, Washington.
Mm.
He ran it out of his garage and used his parents' money to get the startup off the ground. It was July 16th. 1995 when Amazon opened as an online bookseller.
Incredible.
And then they claimed to be the largest bookseller in the world. And Barnes & Noble sued them.
Oh.
They said, that's false. You're not a bookstore at all.
We didn't say that. We said bookseller.
And so they settled the suit out of... But Amazon continued to make the same statement after paying whatever they had to pay to Barnes & Noble.
We'll buy the rights.
I hope Barnes & Noble invested that payment in something other...
Well, they should have invested in Amazon.
You're right.
They would be all kajillionaires now.
As a matter of fact, you are correct, sir. Mm. Walmart got in on the suing them. It's been a thing, but then they went from books to A to Z.
Yep.
Everything under the sun.
Amazon.
And in 30 years, he's become the richest man in the world, or one of.
Yep. Right up there. Top five anyway, right? Is Elon the richest?
I don't know how that's... People seem to keep a running tally on that stuff. I don't pay any attention to it. It's almost disgusting when you think about it.
Yeah. Like, especially when he's asking his employees to volunteer to help out on Amazon Prime Days.
I'm all someone coming up with an idea and building a brand and making it big, but I also think there should be some trickle-down, bro.
Yeah, there should be like enforced trickle-down. I guess I'm a socialist at heart.
Climbers in Hawaii rescued a goat that was stranded on the side of a cliff for a week. She was 120 feet up with no way down. Once they got her off the cliff, a guy carried her down a path on his back. An animal rescue place took her in, and she's in good health, and it turns out she's pregnant. A pregnant goat stuck on a cliff was rescued by a couple nice people. They're accepting.
I'm surprised. So it was like a domestic goat, like a farming goat, not like a mountain goat. Like, leave it alone. It's a mountain goat.
It was stuck on a cliff 120 feet up with no way down. So they went and rescued it. Turns out that she's pregnant. They're accepting donations to help pay for everything, and they're calling it Goat Fund Me.
Oh, adorable.
That's why I love it. That's too good. So they're going to help the goat, the baby goats as well.
Because we were just talking about Jeff Bezos a second ago, you didn't look up who the richest people are, did you? Okay, I have a game.
Oh.
I have the top five richest people. Don't look it up. I'm going to...
Okay.
It's...
Do we play now?
No.
Oh.
We'll play.
What are you doing? You're teasing a game?
You want to play right now?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Time to play a game. I will tell you the person, and you tell me what they're worth, okay?
Okay.
At number five is Bernard Arnault, and that's Salma Hayek's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He is a French billionaire behind Louis Vuitton, Moet, Hennessy, the world's largest luxury conglomerate. What is he worth?
He's $400 billion.
Fifth most richest guy in the whole wide world. Vinny says $400 billion.
That seems high.
It's probably high. I may have overshot.
Maybe like 10 bill?
$152 billion. Mm. So what did you say?
I said $400 billion. Billion.
That's a point for Bob. Because Bob was closer.
Can I see your math work there?
Even though I was off by 10x.
Yeah, she was off by $140 billion, and you were off by $250 billion.
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, that was my math. I literally did it very quickly in my head. The fourth richest person in the world, Jeff Bezos. Fourth richest.
He's fourth?
Fourth.
Oh, by the way, they had on that list of things for Bezos.
Yeah.
Not only is he Amazon, he's Amazon Web Services, which is cloud computing, Zooks, the autonomous vehicles.
Blue Origin.
Is it Kuiper or Kuiper Systems, satellite internet, Amazon Labs, computer hardware, Ring, Twitch, IMDb, MGM,
The Washington Post,
and Whole Foods Market.
Oh, that's right. Amazon owns that.
And by the way, Whole Foods, the one I usually eat at, the one that they closed,
yes,
still closed.
Oh, mine just closed near me. They say they're just doing renovations that'll be open back soon, but all I could think of was, oh my God, Vinny's never reopened.
Hasn't reopened. Not yet.
All right. So Jeff Bezos, fourth richest dude.
I feel like I've heard that he's going to be a trillionaire soon. So I'm going to go like 750 bill.
I'm going to go 400 bill.
It's 234 bill. And that's a point for Vinny. How about third richest guy on earth, Mark Zuckerberg? What's he worth?
500.
That's a, yeah, by the way, that's a Facebook Meta guy. 500?
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah. Do you want to change your guess?
No, I was kidding.
500 billion.
I'm going to say 400 billion.
It is 245 billion. That's another point for Vinny. The number two richest dude, co-founder, chairman, and CTO of Oracle, Larry Ellison.
Mm.
Recent AI-driven stock surge bumped him up past Zuckerberg.
350 billion.
350.
351.
275. That's another point for Vinny. And the richest man in the world, founding roles at Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, The Boring Company, and many, many others.
This guy.
Elon Musk. How much money does the richest man in the world have?
400 billion.
401.
380. And that is a, Vinny, you have gotten yourself a bonus point by winning that game. Congratulations. All right. Thank you. Thanks for letting me play my game. Back to you.
A message in a bottle tossed in the ocean in Canada just showed up in Ireland.
Oh, my goodness.
13 years later.
Oh, that's so fun.
A couple named Brad and Anita Squires had been dating for a year when they had a picnic by the ocean, shared a bottle of wine. They wrote a note that said, "We enjoyed dinner, this bottle of wine, and each other."
Oh. Bow, wow.
A couple in Ireland found it last Monday and got in touch. Brad said, "They were young and in love when they tossed that bottle in the ocean, and now they're old and in love."
Oh.
They got married in 2016 and have three kids together.
Oh my God, that's, what, isn't that lovely?
Best story I've ever heard. It's so
what
cute.
Is it about the message in the bottle that's got you all verklempt?
Because it's so cool.
It is cool.
It is cool.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Have you
what
done
do
that?
You mean?
Tossed messages into bottles and tossed them into the sea?
I don't think so.
It's neat.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should. You're just so into it. I've never seen you this excited.
It's just so full circle and beautiful and.
Mm. You
and
should definitely
all the way
do this
across the sea.
Right. Who would have even thunk it could leave Canada and go to Ireland?
I was on the in a parking lot getting ready to surf one time, and a guy walked up to me. I may have told you the story, and he goes, "Hey, are you going in the ocean?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Can you do me a favor?" And I said, "Maybe." And he said, "Can you throw this bottle into the ocean for me when you get out there?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." And then he goes, "I need you to paddle way out there, though, to make sure that it doesn't get pushed back in."
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "No,
yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to paddle out the normal amount.
Yeah, I'm going to go where I'm going to go, and I'll throw it out there for you." And he goes, "Oh, I got to get someone to swim way out there." And I was like, "Good luck."
Yeah.
No.
Have a good time. Or rent a jet ski. You know, you can do that too.
Jesus.
It's like, "No, man, do you see those waves coming in?" "Hello? Yeah, I do. That's why I'm here."
Right. Paddle out way past. I'm like, this is pretty sharky water
swim
to begin
out
with.
Past the breakers.
It's already sketchy. But I don't need to be paddling a half a mile out.
Mm.
Maybe for my own bottle with a story in it or something, but right. Not. Ugh. A mailman in Texas named Ian Burke adopted a dog he remembered from his old postal route.
Oh.
The owner was a Vietnam vet who recently passed away, and his dog Floyd ended up at a shelter. Oh. Ian, the postman, found out, but had to wait and make sure no one related to the guy claimed the dog.
Oh.
He stood outside the shelter waiting for it to open the first day Floyd went up for adoption. The woman who runs the shelter said, "It's great to see the old myth about mailmen and dogs isn't always true."
I was thinking the same thing, that's just a great dog who didn't bark and bite the postal worker.
A lot of times along a postal route or UPS or any of these cats, yeah, they get to know the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised that he probably knew the Vietnam vet and probably knew the dog.
Yep. Oh, isn't that so nice that someone came to get Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think that happens? Somebody old passes away and dog is just not accounted for.
That is
thereafter.
A big part of an elderly person getting a dog is hopefully they've got a plan already in place.
Yep.
Sandy does.
Oh, yeah? Who she gets made, the dog?
I will be getting Penny.
Is that so? Yes. If anything, well.
She made me promise, if anything happens to me, will you take Penny? I got you, Mom.
Well, just one more reason to hope your mom outlives Penny.
Yes.
Not because you don't love Penny.
Right. A list of the trickiest words to pronounce includes, and you guys are going to love this because I know you love taking a red marker to things.
I love Grammarly things. You going to spell it or are you going to try and pronounce it?
I will just pronounce it for you, but these are the things that they said. Analysts looked at Google search data from the past 12 months to find out which words drew the highest number of pronunciation inquiries that included things like, how do you pronounce, pronunciation of, correct, you know, I do this all the time.
Yeah. I'm always looking for stuff like that. Because sometimes you only ever see something written down.
The number, it's just a list. There's no like real croissant.
Oh.
In croissant. French, it's croissant.
Croissant.
In English, it's often pronounced croissant, like I just did. Acai.
Oh, yeah.
Is another one. Schedule. In the UK, it's schedule.
I'm going to need to check my schedule.
And here, it's schedule.
Schedule.
Porsche.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's not Porsche. It's Porsche. You know how I found that out to be like I kind of knew that already. I was listening to KCBS.
Shame.
And a Porsche dealer in the area was doing an ad on their channel. And I went,
if a Porsche dealer is saying Porsche, it's Porsche.
Then you know what it is. Right. And I went, oh, look at that. Porsche. Mm-hmm. Now you know. Genre.
Oh, genre.
It's two syllables, genre.
Right.
Gyroscope. It's pronounced with three syllables, gyroscope.
Not euroscope?
No. Worcestershire.
Oh, Worcestershire.
You said it right.
Did I?
Say it again.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yep, you got it. Entrepreneur.
Mm.
It's pronounced how I just said it. Massachusetts.
People have trouble pronouncing Massachusetts?
Apparently.
Well, I had trouble with Oregon and Nevada when I was a kid.
You still have trouble with Nevada.
No, I say Nevada now. And Oregon. Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon.
It's not hard.
Oregon. That's how I grew up with it.
They have sweatshirts that people wear in Oregon spelled that way because that's how many... That's what people say. So they just wear it as an ironic,
yeah,
like,
this hilarious. Is,
since you're all going to call
it
us
should be
this.
ORGN, Oregon. Oregon.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Vinny, just when I thought I loved Sarah the most, you came back with the message in a bottle and the Vietnam vet postal worker adoption story. So amazing. Aww. Shannon, Oakland.
Feel good stories.
Thanks, Shannon. I like being everybody's favorite on the show.
You are everybody's favorite. Bob lost her cookies over the message in a bottle thing. Like, she was hopping in her seat.
Is that right?
It's just so cool. I think maybe as a kid, I always pictured, maybe it's in a movie or
message
something.
Message in a bottle.
Oh, of course. Whoa. Played that to death on Guitar Hero.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's funny.
Hey, Sarah.
Yara.
Have you seen the commercial with Lindsay Lohan?
No.
The one I'm thinking of is the one that she does for Old Navy. And she's sort of like, I don't like it either. If you have red hair, have red hair.
Did she go blonde or something?
No, well, she's blonded it some.
It's like a strawberry blonde.
Yeah, taken some of the shine off it.
I see.
But she's in exercise gear and doing a commercial for Old Navy. Yeah, she looks great too.
She actually does. It actually looks like she pulled back on all the fillers and stuff and is letting her face get a little bit more normal.
She looks incredible.
She looks really good right now.
Freaky Friday 2 comes out in like 2 weeks.
Is that right?
August 8th with Jamie Lee Curtis.
And is that a Netflix thing or is it a real movie?
It's going in theaters.
Oh,
theaters.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan.
Did you really just set yourself up?
I did.
Okay.
We don't talk about Lindsay Lohan that much.
You found your button and then said the name so you could hit the button after.
Because you said Lindsay Lohan and I went, it's a fire crotch. And then I look over here and I'm like, where the earth is it? And I found it by the end. And I'm like, well, I did all that work, so I'm going to use it.
Vinny, the Alice listeners are furious. Uh-oh. What else is new? I mean, come on. You're an angry bunch.
Yeah, what are they?
They do.
Oh, good.
You've been tricking us the whole time with this Bob thing because Maddie's the one who ended up leaving. Maddie has left the show. It's Maddie.
Maddie, he's left the show. Yes, Maddie.
Actually, Maddie was supposed to come in and triumphantly tell us about his rappelling down the side of a building. And then dude, somehow between Saturday and Monday, gets so deathly ill, we haven't seen him all week.
Yep.
He wanted to go out on a high.
Yeah, I guess so. He still has some work to do, but we were like, please don't bring us any presents in the form of infectious diseases.
And
so,
I believe the awesome badass that did it with him is right over my shoulder.
We were supposed to have her on the show with him to talk about it. So when he makes his return, I still want to have Danae on.
It would
and
be
have
nice.
Them recap it.
Yeah. Well, plus she might get on Survivor. We need to be on her good side.
Yes. Exactly what I was thinking.
I really don't know. At this point, she might feel a little jilted because we didn't have her on the show earlier in the week.
Well, I canceled on her 3 days
on
in
next
a row.
Segment. I mean, we can ask. She's
yeah, we
right
could
there.
Ask. We could ask her.
Look,
I know. I can
you see her?
Is it weird that there's someone sitting working? Like I can read everything on her computer. You couldn't have any secret things going?
I'll tell you something. Because I wanted to see how it looked and what the response to it was, I looked at a video that was posted on Friday and I was like, oh God, I should never dance. But I also said to myself, the copier is in the back, like featured in the background of that video.
We're basically like a pod in an office. Surrounded by people who are all just trying to get their work done.
I was thinking maybe we just need to put a picture of like a meadow right here.
To make it look like we work in a place where we're like the outdoors
is
surrounding us.
So they don't see the copy machine on top of a filing cabinet in the background.
I would love to decorate.
You should decorate maybe because she actually tried to put some stuff behind me because I just have like sort of an ever-growing pile of junk in the corner over here. She's like, here, let's put this photograph there so that I should turn it. There we go. Now it looks fancy. All right.
Oh, Sandy just wrote. Penny says good morning.
Morning, Penny. Oh my God, that's a cute puppy.
That is a pretty cute puppy.
Hi, Penny.
Penny the puppy.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Billboard sound effects and Spinal Tap.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.